Nothing anybody try go affect us. I told you I was next up. Every day I'm applying more pressure. Look, trials don't test us. We never stop trying our best, dog. We waiting for a sign or a gesture. They telling me to let go and let God. Life being mental, boys don't grind. Should be living our best life. Up in Vancouver with Jimmy and Dexter. We the ones Nigeria has let down. I need my checks now. If I ain't picking up the phone, you know personal. The time is long. So let's cry to the Lord.
It be one love.
Many no good. I need all the bad, all the spend is no do. See how I they rap, like said the rent to go do. Everybody done they shine, but by Femi Loku, yeah. It take time when you wanna be great. Praying for my guy, steady stuck in the face. You all understand, nigga, we all in the race. You all understand, nigga, the journey go take. Yeah, the journey go last, God. No be by say you get the power, you that strong. You don't put many, many hours into hours. Now so we go the parity is our turn. I'm ready to be showered on. So my mama, she should tell you to the pastor. Say the time they long. So let's cry to the Lord.
If you want love, one love.
Thank you. That sounds like it'd be fun to listen to on a nice summer day outside.
Oh, yeah.
Coming from a stage on West 4th Avenue.
Oh, yeah, man. Just like having a nice crisp glass of anything.
Anything.
Of anything.
Anything liquid, I think. Well, maybe a
crisp.
A crisp glass
of sandwich.
That was Crayola by Chopping Spree, who are one of the bands playing Catalano, which I guess we haven't in this entire thing mentioned when that is, which is
Saturday, July 11th.
Yeah, 48 days, 20 hours, 31 minutes, and 41 seconds from the recording of this. You can use that information to figure out exactly when this episode of the Vancouver Mixtape was recorded.
Whoa.
If you're smart enough and can figure out
Whoa.
The correlation. Anyway, before that, we had One Life.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is Chopping Spree an all-time great band name to sound swerve? I'm talking about, like, band names that sound separate from...
Oh, you don't think that music sounds like Chopping Spree?
Sorry?
You don't think that music sounds like it was made by a band called Chopping Spree? Is what
it's
not what you expect from the name Chopping Spree.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What if I told you that there is an exclamation point at the end of Spree?
Now they should be a ska band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, like, not far off.
Not far. There's also a little, you know, like, Los Campesinos manic, frantic energy.
Yeah, but, like, not pristine. Like, I could see every single player in that band in a suit.
True.
And just, like... but not like a goofy ska suit with sunglasses.
I will not have you besmirching the ska suit by calling it goofy. It's a suit. Come on.
Anyways, yeah. I could also see them being like a meaner, scrappier, hardcore band.
Sure.
But like a funny one that plays like 30-second songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways. That's not the case.
Yeah, wild, crazy, fun.
Mm-hmm. Before Chopping Spree, we heard a new artist to the mixtape, Femi Jr., the track One Life featuring Pekees. And before that, Serengeti with the track Something Good. That was good. It was great. And with your permission, Jamie, I want to roll right into the next set of rock and roll music.
Hey, to quote the great poet Frederick Durst. Keep rolling.
Oh my god, okay. Rolling. Well, just to wash your brains of that, I'm going to talk a little bit more. The next artist is also playing Catalano, and I was saying to Jamie that I can see this band at this point next year being of a similar stature to Concrete Vehicles, not in that they will have a cease and desist, although they do have a name that hypothetically could result in a cease and desist from a very litigious organization.
That's a great point.
But just in terms of, you know, being that band that seems poised to break out and become more of a national or graduate from the mixtape. That's right. It's Hillsborough.
Oh boy.
From their upcoming record, A Party in Your Name. This is the album opener, and it is called Hot Girl TM.
We'll be right back. Baker and a Kelly machine follows after all to a fault. Tell me how was the suppressed scene as this night she comes to a halt.
I think it was a good take as well.
I made one mistake.
You're fired!
Oh, that's rough. Pristine by Autonomous Apes from the new record Terms and Conditions, which is out now.
They're a band that I have seen, like, how do I say this not disparagingly? Because I don't mean it to be disparaging. But, like, I have, like, accidentally seen them so many times.
They've been on a lot of bills that they're you just were like, just going to anyway.
Yeah, they're just like on bills for shows, or like they were the band that I was walking past at, I think, Cats last year.
Sure.
And it was just like, oh yeah, I know this band.
I mean, that is the journey, right? Yeah. That is the beginning of the musical path, is you toil in obscurity until you're either ready for it or until something happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For better or for worse, I guess. But yeah, I mean, they've been grinding.
They've been grinding.
A lot of releases over the last few years since they popped up. So yeah, cool stuff. Before that, we heard Earmarked, a track called Indifferent Skies. Some punk, pop punk adjacent, just rock music, I guess, for you. And before that, Hot Girl TM, the opening track from Hillsboro's upcoming record, A Party in Your Name.
How much did that song absolutely rule?
It was very good.
It was very good. I love big, chonky guitars, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the three tracks that have been released as singles from that record are all very good. And also, you know, like, they sound like the same band made them, but they're not all the same song also,
yeah,
which is really cool. So looking forward to that one coming out on the, what is it? It's the end of this month, the 29th, this month being May as we record this, in case you're listening in the future. Cool stuff. Okay, I had a really fun segment planned, but then Jamie spoiled it by having this same idea.
Sorry.
For doing, following my purpose, or my purpose, following my paradigm, following my practice.
Your tautology.
That's not the right word, Jamie. that's okay, though.
It's a great word.
It's a great word. The method that I described earlier, you also trawled Bandcamp and found that 604 Records is celebrating their 20th anniversary with a record called 60420, which, you know, we have often, I think over the course of this this podcast, radio show, whatever, I guess it's a radio show and not a podcast. Sorry, my Toronto conference brain is breaking me. Over the course of this radio show's history, we have looked at 604 Records, admittedly, with maybe some disdain or some, you know, that's not our focus. And I think a lot of that is based on our early impressions of 604 Records and its association, of course, with Chad Kroeger of Nickelback and everything that that brings. I think over time, the general attitude towards Nickelback is warming a little bit.
Certainly softened.
Certainly. And also 604 Records has, you know, made some good picks as well.
Yeah.
There are lots of artists that we like that have been with 604 Records since the beginning. There are some that have sort of joined after we got to know them. I know, like Hallelujah Hailu, was, you know, we were very early on that, given that she was like a student at our radio station and then, you know, went on to, has gone on to continue a music career with 604 Records. But also, you know, favorites like Carly Rae Jepsen. I think most people probably don't think of her as a 604 Records thing. I think when people think of 604 Records, they probably think, you know, Theory of a Dead Man, Faber Drive,
Mariana's Trench,
etc. But, you know, also some other cool acts on there.
The first one I think of, because it was always a bit of a is it a dichotomy? There's a bit of a
paradox.
There's like a bit of a paradox. Unbelievable album from The Organ.
Mm. Yes.
Dude, Brother, what a song, which I believe is the song that's featured on that list.
It is, on the comp.
Great, great album. It's like part of this, like not, it was like the mirror image to Indie Sleaze, where it was like indie alternative rock sound that was like moodier and like a little more cynical and had a little more of like the like a Joy Division kind of wink to it. You saw it a little bit with Interpol. You saw it a little bit with, like, I don't know if you remember, this is coming from your homeland of Toronto there, Controller.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And so there's, like, that same kind of, like, moody, like, almost atonal, but it's more not super atonal. But, yeah, I don't know.
Cool.
Anyways, really loved that band and that song.
Well, since you've just described it so well, let's just hear that. And, well, I don't know if we'll get the whole thing because we're running up on time, but this will be our last track of the day. We'll come back to say goodbye. This is Brother by The Organ.
Can you imagine?